Base Cat, mobile and listening.
Patrick, how are you doing today, KB4CBA?
Pretty good, Dave. How about yourself? You on the way to play tennis or get supper?
I'm way to play tennis again. I played this morning and got another game at 6.
Turn into a tennis ball one of these days.
Worst things, I really can't think of one right now, but anyway. I think I saw you pull out on Wade Hampton yesterday, but I couldn't. I think it was yesterday, or it might have been Monday. But I couldn't get a good look at the side of your truck. Does your truck have your name on the side of it? Usually y'all put your name on the side.
Not at the moment. I've been lazy and haven't put it on here since I got this truck.
That was you. That was a nice truck, I tell you. You were pulling out right there at Watson Road, pulling out of a parking lot. I don't exactly know where you'd been, but anyway, doesn't matter. That was you.
It was not me. Monday, I'm on Traveler's Rest in Berea. Tuesday, I'm in Cherrydale. I don't get over this way until this afternoon and tomorrow.
Well, anywho, I don't know if you heard of my HF antenna's down. I had to do some repairs. I had some wind damage. It pulled it apart, and I got the shorter section because it's off center fed. I got the shorter section down, and I've got the repair made. I just need to get it shot back up in the trees.
Get it back up there soon. I knew it was down. I figured you had it back up by now, though.
I just can't find anybody with a launcher that's willing to come over, so I may just have to build one.
ND7J, he's got plans for one.
We got plans for him on his website. I hadn't even thought about that. But anywho, I'm going to do that. Hopefully by the weekend I'll be back on the air. Because I am ready to be on the air. And then my ACM module went out on my stereo system, and of course that kills your Bluetooth and all that stuff. So I had to take it up to Ford today, and they had to order a part. So it'll be in a couple of days.
Pretty common with that touchscreen and all that there.
This one's an older model. It didn't have a touch screen. It's got the shaker stereo, and it's just got a little rectangular window, and it just shows you the compass, and in the middle is the clock, and to the right is the temperature, and of course, I mean, you know, if you're playing a song or something, it'll tell you what's playing, but it won't even power on, and the clock flashes. They call it the flash of death.
I've seen that on a few of those before I left the Ford dealer. Had to put quite a few of them in. They had a real, I can't remember what year your car was.
2012. He said it was about a 2-hour job. He said they had to pull part of the dash out, not just the center there where the actual unit is, because I took that apart. It's just 6 screws. And I pulled the unit out and looked at the wiring harness, you know, to make sure all the harnesses, to make sure there wasn't a wire pushed out or something from the back. And I didn't find anything, so I plugged everything back up. It still does the same thing, so that's when I called the Ford place and and I'd already looked it up online. But anyway, evidently this module is hard to get to. They have to take part of the dash out.
It's buried back there in the back on the tunnel. Can't remember on that one.
Red do one, and so I don't really know what's involved. I mean, hey, I could probably do it myself, but I just have $100 deductible, and then you know, my extended warranty pays the rest. So, well, I'm here at the sports club, so I'm gonna go in and do a few warm-up exercises inside and get ready for my 6 o'clock game. But you be careful out there driving around, and a lot of crazy people out there. Had a guy yell at me today. He came flying around me and slammed on his brakes. He didn't like the way I was driving, and it was definitely road rage. And I just looked at him like he was crazy. I mean, you know, rolled the window down, let him yell at me, and it was crazy. But anyway, he needs some anger management classes.
I think about 90% of the people out here on the road need those anymore. I'm looking at two cars out here on Rutherford Road right now that don't even have tags on them.
All the time. It's amazing. This happened on Rutherford Road because I was going home, and he was fussing at me because I have a sticker, a couple of stickers on my car, and one on the tag for it's a little tiny sticker like your expiration thing for your tag, but you put it on the other side, on the left side of the tag, and it's just a thin blue line. And so he said something like, "You just think you can drive any way you want to?" He tried to run me off the road. He's talking to me like I'm the problem when he's taking a half ton vehicle and trying to run me off the road.
Rules and laws don't apply to anybody else, but you have a good evening there playing tennis, and I hope you win. If not, have fun at it anyway, and enjoy. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 now, Dave. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, that's what I'm here for. When I start losing, I just remind myself, hey, you're out here for the fun and the exercise. Well, you have a good evening. We'll talk to you later, KB4CPA, clear.
Morning, fellas. KF4NXY, David.
KO4HKX, how are your day?
Pretty good. Went to the hospital early this morning to see about a friend who was having some tests done, and she come through the test okay. She didn't have any polyps or anything, and going to have to go back 2 weeks and have another little procedure done, but then I think she's going to be straightened out.
It's good news. Things aren't near as serious as they make them out to be.
Only thing is, she's kind of a thin person to begin with, and she's done lost 14 pounds, so, she really needs to get where she can start eating again, and they worked on her esophagus, and they're going to do that again in a couple weeks, and hopefully everything get back to normal.
Well, hopefully so. Everything goes smooth, and it's rough when you can't eat.
Well, how'd your day go?
My day has gone pretty good, and I'm still working. I'm running back over another shop. They needed something this afternoon, so I'm going backtracking a little bit.
I would think these higher fuel costs are kind of eating into bottom line, or however you would say that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely eating into that bottom line. They ain't no doubt about it. But you just got to keep doing what you can do.
Oh, yeah. It's my dad used to tell me, keep on keeping on.
David, I had to make sure this car wasn't going to run the red light.
Yeah, it can get squirrely out there right quick. Went the back roads over to Anderson the other day. Me and a friend of mine go fishing about once a week. And car come around the curve, and you know, just never know.
Mine don't mean anything anymore to people.
They don't mind taking half out the middle. Well, I'll let you go. Hey, you be careful out there, and hopefully get your day wrapped up pretty soon and get on to the house. And I'll be listening. KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your final.
7-3, David, you have a good afternoon and good talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.